It's Friday, May 27th, and you're listening to the Geek News Central podcast, sponsored by GoDaddy.com. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network, and we got a great show. Yes, school is out, and the kids are absolutely going crazy. Got lots to talk about, including a car wreck. Not mine, but someone close. You know what comes next? Strap in. Here it comes.
All right, people, I need a go-no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Toddism suppressor.
All right, I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
Five.
Button, who's got the button?
Four.
There is no cause for alarm.
Three.
Everybody hold on to something.
Two.
Just press the button.
One.
It's showtime.
Aloha and welcome to the Geek News Central podcast, coming to you as live as it can be from the beautiful state of Hawaii via the Geek News Central studio overlooking Greater Honolulu. Hey everyone, welcome to the show. My name is Todd Cochran, and I want to encourage you to get over to geeknewscentral.com. Check out all our great content. Of course, we've got a team of bloggers that are putting up content on a daily basis. We've got a bunch of shows for you to check out. We've got the Gadget Professor, who has released his latest edition. We have Robot Underpants. We have the Saturday Morning Tech Show, which will be coming at you this coming Saturday. And of course, my show that's created twice a week, geeknewscentral.com, which you're watching or listening to right now. Hey, we want to welcome the Ohana. I want to give you a warm welcome. I want to thank you for being subscribed, staying subscribed, and telling people to subscribe. That's the most important thing. Spread the information about the show and help us continue to grow here like we have over the past 7 years. Can you guys imagine that? You know, we've been going a while, yeah? So we're not quite at our 7th year anniversary, but it almost feels like it started in October of 2004. And, boy, 674 shows later, at least with this property, and hundreds more with a variety of different other content that we've done. It's just like settling down with family and kicking back almost for like dinner and having that evening conversation. So I hope that you get comfortable, settle down, get a cup of coffee, grab a soda, whatever it may be, and or your favorite beverage, and we'll talk about tech here in just a few minutes. But I want to welcome listeners from 182 countries. Thank you for tuning in. And of course, if you're new to the show or you've been subscribed for a while, get signed up for the newsletter. The newsletter contains everything that I'm going to talk about during the show, and you'll get that email immediately following the show. I know we're welcoming back a bunch of listeners that may have been away for a while. We want to, of course, welcome you back to the Ohana. I sent out a mass emailing to about 25,000 people that have been subscribed to a variety of lists or had a variety of communications with the show really over the past 5 or 6 years. Basically tell me, hey, if you've been away, come on back. If you're still here, thanks for staying subscribed. So I know we've got a bunch of Ohana back with us for the first time in sometimes many shows or maybe a few years. We want to welcome you back, of course. Getting subscribed to the show is easy. You'll find that at geeknewscentral.com. All you got to do is go right to the website, and you'll find right on the main page there an orange box that, oops, let me flip the, turn the switch on here. You guys don't need to see that. And if those you're listening say, we're not seeing anything, Todd. And the orange box basically says subscribe/show page. You can subscribe to the blog, the audio podcast, video podcast, special media feed, morning tech show, the Gadget Professor, Robot Underpants. Get subscribed to all the shows via iTunes, Zoom Marketplace, or your favorite RSS podcatcher. That's the best way to stay abreast of what's going on here. You get the shows automatically delivered to your portable media device. And plus, hey, you'll never want to miss tech, right? You sure don't. Well, I want to welcome you that are watching either on our live custom stream at live.geeknewscentral.com or those of you that are watching on Ustream, either depending on where you're watching, welcome on board tonight if you're watching. I know we've got about, let me look here at the number, the Ustream number is kind of low, but the Amazon stream is doing really good tonight. So I think we got about 70 people on the stream right now. For 2 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast, I guess that's pretty good as it's 8 p.m. here in Honolulu. Of course, if you are watching us on the Roku or Boxy later, thanks for kicking back in your Lazy Boy and watching us that way. And thanks for staying subscribed. Hey, if you got comments on the show, you can do that very, very easily. You can call the show hotline at 619-342-7365, 619-342-7365. Or, of course, you can send me email to geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. Hey, I want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here. And, you know, GoDaddy's got a great deal for you this month. We've got this cool deal with their fourth generation hosting. Their fourth generation hosting is really truly cloud computing. And what's cool about this is you don't have to spend a lot of money to be able to get up on a cloud computing platform. And you should go over to GoDaddy.com and check out their fourth generation hosting. And we've got a special deal for you. And this is only a few more days. This is going to expire. If you're listening to this show after June 1st, you're too late. Okay, now I've got another deal coming for you in the month of June, a special deal coming in the month of June, but nothing like this. Okay, so this is your chance. Really, we're down to the wire here. You're going to be able to get a deluxe account, which normally costs you $7.99 a month. You can get that for as low as $474 a month. And of course, you have to go with a 12-month contract with this. But $474, so just under $5. So $60, you get the deluxe account for economy pricing. And all you got to do is use my code GEECECO. That's GEECECO. And that's going to get you the special pricing on this hosting over at GoDaddy. And we want to encourage you to go over to GoDaddy.com. And of course, if you come to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, you'll find all of my codes. And there's a pile of them there for you to utilize. Todd will save you 10% on non-domain orders. Geek 5 will save you 15% on orders $20 or more. ComSale will basically you get your .com renewals at $7.99. ComSale 2 will get you new .coms at $7.49. So we've got Aloha, ComSale, Geek, a whole bunch of codes there for you with a variety of savings. Pick the one that works best for you. And remember, you cannot combine a special that they have going on with one of my codes. So if you get to the checkout counter and can't use my code and you say, okay, let me back out of here. Let's empty the shopping cart and let's go see if I can use one of Todd's promo codes. That's the best way to do it to save money, because by you using those promo codes helps me keep the lights on and keep me in business here. And we appreciate your support and utilization of GoDaddy products. And of course, GoDaddy's been with us really since mid-2005. As a matter of fact, we're probably coming up on their 6-year anniversary of being a sponsor at this show. And I'm going to tell you, without them, we would not have all this. That's for sure. Okay, want to talk about a couple of quick things here. Boy, oh boy, it's you never know, or you know, well, at least here in Hawaii, when the phone rings and it's your mom, and it's morning time here. That's not necessarily a good thing, because my mom and I normally talk in the evening, and unless something really important is going on. So I'm thinking, okay, someone's died. They've maybe found my cousin's kids, or something's happened with my mom. I got my mom on the phone, and she said, I got to call you right back. Or no, she called me, left a message, told me to call her. I called her. She said, give me 5 minutes. I'll call you back. And she called me back, and so, I mean, I'm here kind of in pins and needles, and she says, I'm okay. I got in an accident this morning. A lady hit me, and I'm like, okay, what was going on? And she was in her delivery vehicle, and if you guys know, if you remember from the discussions we've had in the past, she's a produce broker, and she basically does shipments to her customers. And so since my dad died, it's been her main source of income. And sadly, my father never had a true life insurance policy. And so really, my mom has had to continue to work. So you know, I'm always worried because she spends a lot of time on the road, and I try to check on her on a daily basis. But this fear of mine is there would be some sort of an accident would happen at some point. But apparently, what happened was, and we didn't find this out today until she got some more information on the lady that hit her, because they took the lady that hit her away in an ambulance. She rear-ended my mom's vehicle. My mom, luckily, my dad had built this massive, well, not he didn't do it, but it came from, it was part of the secondary part of the vehicle. And, but she'd hit this, the back of the vehicle, pretty much totaled this other lady's car. And, she was laying on the ground, kind of out of it until the ambulance got there and the paramedics were working on her. And my mom, even though she was wearing her seatbelt, she still, her head hit the forehead, hit the steering wheel. And, so she had this big goose egg on the front of her head, and she's got two big black eyes now. But, long story short, we find out today that allegedly this lady was three times the legal limit. Now, this is allegedly, this is from information we've got from a third party. The insurance company has not been able to reach the lady that the accident was involved with. So we don't know what the status is, what her status is. We haven't really get any updates or any feedback. But this was 10 a.m. on Tuesday. 10 a.m. Tuesday, allegedly three times over the legal limit from a alcohol blood BAC content. All I can say is, wow. wow. But pretty scary stuff. She's my mom was down in Indiana when it happened, and but she's okay. Truck's on the way to the shop to see if they can fix it, and she's got a rental vehicle to continue moving her business forward. And these kinds of things happen. But 10 a.m. You know, isn't there a rule like can't pop the top until at least noon in most places? So you can laugh now, but I don't know what, hopefully lady's okay. Her airbags blew, and so it's, you know, not a good situation anywhere around. But don't drink and drive, folks. Please don't. Again, this is allegedly three times the BAC level, but please be careful out there, okay? Especially if we're coming up on a long weekend, Memorial Day weekend. And of course, remember what Memorial Day is for. And so there'll probably be some Memorial Day parades in your neighborhood. And get out there and support if you would. Beautiful. It's a beautiful smell coming in the window tonight. Night jasmine is blooming. And the office smells absolutely fantastic. For those of you that have ever had the chance to smell night jasmine, you will know. I'm just wafting in this aroma. This the bush is right outside the studio here. From where I'm sitting to probably where it's at is probably 6 or 7 feet. Of course, you have to go through a wall to get to it. But the studio window is open over there, and it's just, it's, I'm just sitting here going, ah. But just wanted to share that with you. Yeah, school's out. Kids are excited. My wife's thinking about going to Okinawa, so we're probably trying to plan that. So she may go here after I get back from my East Coast trip. I'm going to be doing two back-to-back trips, and these are ugly. I'm going to be going out to Texas for, let's see here, the week of June 13th. And then I will be going to the East Coast the week of June 20th. And I'm actually going to be coming home in between. Yes, I am a glutton for punishment, but I am due to graduate from university on the 18th of June. So I'm going to come back, walk, get on an airplane, and go to the East Coast. So call me nuts, but hey, it is what it is. So be about four shows in a row that's on the road in the middle of June. So you can look forward to that. And of course, you'll be able to hear about my crazy travel schedule as well. Again, Engadget Professor's got a new edition out. Hey, my webinar, the webinar that I did for our content creators, if you are one of our content creators, we sent a newsletter to you a couple days ago, has a link to that webinar. Make sure you don't miss that. As I mentioned, we'll be having a new advertiser come on board on June 1st. So I'm looking forward to bringing them on and introducing a new advertiser to you. And June's going to be pretty crazy around here, as you can imagine. But I want to thank all of you for staying subscribed. Hey, also, if you've been watching the replays, we've been noticing the, of course, as the morning hours hit on the East Coast, the viewer numbers go up on the stream. And have you guys been watching the replays? Are any of you that are actually downloading the show ever watching the live stream? If you are, we'd love you to hear your feedback on that. Okay, got a lot of content for you tonight. Of course, let's take care of a little business, last business here before we get into the content. But, you know, really what it boils down to is, you guys know, GoToMeeting here has been an integral part of my day-to-day business. It's a product and service that I simply cannot live without from a business perspective, and being able to do presentations and share stuff back and forth with clients. I've even been doing some consulting with some other clients using stuff and walking through people on their websites and showing them how to do stuff. It's making me money. It is a product that's saving me money. It's allowing me to have a reliable service that works every single time. And when I start a meeting by basically just right clicking on the little icon says start meeting, boom, it's in there. I send an invite via email or text to the client. They log in. We're in the screen. We're talking back and forth. And it's just almost like we're in the same room. And it is so easy to use that literally I've handed this presentation software that comes in the GoToMeeting software, made the opposite person the presenter. And within like 15 seconds, they're using it with no issue. It's that simple. It really, really is. So it makes collaboration really seamless and easy to use. And plus, it's got a voice over IP function, so you don't have to be holding the cell phone. You just talk into your webcam, a microphone that you have, or you can use a phone if you need to. Sometimes I've done meetings where I've actually, another person was running the meeting, and I was just on the phone only and not actually on the online session, so you can do that. So as a listener of this show, you can get a free 30-day trial of GoToMeeting, and it's real simple to get that trial. And I will really want you to go over and check this out. You go over to GoToMeeting.com. There's the orange try it free button. It says 30-day GoToMeeting trial. You just click on that try it free button. It's going to load a page. It says try to GoToMeeting free for 30 days. There's a three-step process. You put your name, first name, last name, your email address, and the promo code. Put the promo code podcast in there so that we get credit for it and continue. And boom, 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 you're going to be loaded and ready to rock and roll and get your free 30-day trial. And again, this is a special deal for all of you that listen to this show, and we hope that you'll give GoToMeeting a try and help the show out, and hey, helps us out here. So give it a try. And I know you're going to love it and want to stay subscribed and using it after the 30-day trial. All right, let's go ahead and get into the content tonight. And I got a good stack of stuff for you. And let me bring this up. Let me close a couple of these so we're ready to bounce into this. Oh, today, yes, actually not today, we missed it. A couple days ago was Geek Pride Day. So a question I got for everyone really is, you know, what really turned you into a geek? What made you a techno nerd? What really tripped your trigger to getting more involved in technology? Now, you're listening to the Geek News Central podcast. We've got, you know, the Gadget Professor. We've got Robot Underpants, you know, following along with the geek theme. You know, what do you quite call yourself a geek? Do you feel that you're kind of a, you know, maybe even a modern geek? And, you know, what was the thing really that turned you on? Now, some of you are maybe a little my age, and maybe, you know, the thing that turns you on, people look at you and, wow, you're a dinosaur. But I remember the first TRS-80 that my mom brought home. That was an amazing, amazing machine. And hour upon hour of writing code, and this was before I had a way to save anything to tape, and you made one mistake, and you had to start over, and I had a book of BASIC, and it was fantastic. And I got into ham radios and, you know, did all kinds of stuff when I was young. But what really made you geek out? I'd love to hear your guys' what turned you into geeks, and if you will, share your two-minute experience with me at the show hotline at 619-342-7365, or drop me an email here at the Ohana at geeknews@gmail.com. I want to talk about a bizarre story. And this is, I mean, when I read this, I really could not believe it. Now, you guys knew I grew up in the country. I grew up on a farm. We had animals. You know, it was a daily part of our lives to go out and feed and take care and pitch manure when it needed to be and take care of the new, either was it baby lambs or whatever was what was happening at the farm. We all took, you know, it was basically part of our daily lives. And along with that, a lot of what we raised and or what some of what we raised ended up in our freezer. I just didn't have to go to the grocery store to buy what needed to be to go in the freezer. Now, I never was the type that would do my own slaughtering and butchering, and we would basically we had a individual that we knew that would come over, and if we picked a lamb out or picked out whatever we had that was to go to butcher, he would take care of it, and off we would go, and, you know, it would come back all packaged up and ready to be put in the freezer. So, you know, it was a great way to keep, you know, having steaks. My God, we had steaks every Friday, and it, you know, for me, for my mom, she never had to go buy real expensive meat. And so, for me, you know, raising what we ate was a part of normal life, but billionaire Mark Zuckerberg is on this kick right now where he's going out to farms and actually killing the animals himself. And then they're sent off to be processed, and then he's bringing the animal. Of course, he's getting the packaged meat back and put in the freezer. And when I read this, I was kind of like, huh? You know, why, you know, okay, it's cool that you're a meat eater, you know, and now there's some people are vegetarians. That's cool if you're a meat eater or, you know, but it seems a little weird that we've got this billionaire guy that he's willing to go out and do the, you know, do the deed and send the animal off to be, you know, maybe it's not so different than what I grew up in the country. I grew up on a farm. This was part of life. I don't do that now. I go to the supermarket and I buy like everyone else does, you know, and I don't get this. This just seems a little odd to me. And, you know, and here I am a country boy and I should say, oh, okay, whatever, he, you know, but he says he's does something every year to, like last year he was learning Chinese. And it's just a little weird. I mean, I was kind of like, huh? I you know, some of you are probably grossed out from what we did was when I was a kid, you know, but I'm, you know, but that was, you know, I grew up on a farm in the country, and this is what, you know, country people that raise animals do. And yet he's a city boy. He's a billionaire. He can probably buy the most amazing, he can probably get the best beef pork there is, you know, nothing but antibiotics, and, you know, it's been, you know, put on a ranch, and, you know, it's all, there's so many things, yet he's going and getting his own meat, I guess. So I just think it's bizarre. I really do. I'm sorry it's not super tech, but I just read this and I was just like, huh. Huh. Weird. All right. We need some bagpipes. We really do. I don't have any bagpipe music for us, but, we are going to have to say goodbye to a friend. Spirit has been declared dead. Yes, Spirit on Mars. They haven't heard from it in a year. And basically, it's been an amazing, amazing ride. And Spirit paid the taxpayers back many, many times over. And Ace Adulzer on his blog has a, you know, a repost of information from when Spirit went to Mars. But this is an amazing ride. So, you know, the 90-day mission for Spirit is officially over after more than 6 years. And but it's just amazing. It really, really is here. And he's got a good rundown of those initial days. But, you know, that's how long we've been coming. You know, we talked about this in a show before about the, you know, the landings and the excitement that went around with the initial missions. And we were doing almost weekly updates on Spirit. And, of course, we've got to remember that we still have a rover on Mars that's still making progress. And what's going to happen here is that the team is going to look for Spirit once in a while when time permits. But Spirit is dead in the tracks on Mars and has served us well. So congratulations to the JPL team for the long-lived mission there and all the science that they were able to collect. Hey, let's talk about some gadgets. I love gadgets, and I love this one. This is one, you know, how many adapters do you guys have? How many chargers do you have in your house? I mean, I literally have a small box full of chargers from old cell phones, from gadgets that are no longer, you know, been long discarded or you know, hand-me-down that are no longer working. I mean, I've got so many chargers around here that sometimes they get mixed up with existing chargers. I think we all have that problem. But the folks over at iAdapt is going to save all your devices. And the way they're labeling it is from empty battery beep. But for $25, this thing has multiple attachments. And you don't have to swap something out to lose one. There's a place to stick them when you pull them out. And this is a pretty cool charger. And you'll be able to, you know, charge multiple devices. And this is a big thing when I'm on the road. I don't normally have to charge two or three devices at once. I just want to charge one, but I have, you know, five chargers in the bag. But definitely check out this iAdapt. And you can find this at iAdaptWeb.com. And you find the product over there. So very, very cool. And this article is over on Gizmodo. Let's go ahead and talk just a little bit here about basically a strike at the heart of Amazon. Excuse me, strike at the heart at Apple. You know, Amazon already has a mobile app store, but the company today launched the Mac download store. And this has got to be a crow in good old Apple's backside. Didn't bring this up. And I found this article over, of course, this was widely reported today, but this was over at loopinsight.com. And basically what's going on here is that they're going to be competing directly with the Apple Mac Store. Amazon says it has 250 of the biggest software and game titles available for Mac. In fact, they have some titles the Apple Store doesn't. For instance, one of the bigger titles on the Mac, Microsoft Office, available from Amazon, but not from Apple. Amazon also features games from Faro Interactive, Electronic Arts, Aspyr, utilities like Roxio Toast, and other titles. So Amazon said that the Mac download store features an install list download process where the customer gets their product with any unwanted extras, making for a faster and easier purchase. Plus, downloads are conveniently packed up in your games and software library, where you can download an unlimited number of times for your choice. So in other words, if you need to reinstall, you can. Doesn't say anything about if the software is going to have the ability to update itself without having to re-download, but I would hope that would be the case, because some of you are running into trouble right now with that malware that's out there, because you've bought from the Apple Store, and you're waiting for the new version to be put up online to be able to download that. So for Mac users, definitely check out Amazon's Mac Download Store. Now, Google Tay, I love it. This is something I've been waiting on for a very long time, but I think it's going to take a while for this to pick up some headway, I guess. And this, my wife laughed. She really did, because I said, honey, finally, you're going to be able to use your cell phone to buy a product. She goes, well, that's about 10 years too late. Now, Chris, what we're talking about here is the NFC protocol used to basically wave your phone over a vending device. You put in your PIN, and basically you can buy a product with just a swipe of your cell phone. And this is cool. And I think Google is going to lead the way here, and I think Apple's going to have to get busy on this. But this is not hard. And I'm just going to show you guys this video. This video is a minute long, and for those of you that are up on the Amazon stream right now, I don't think you're going to be able to hear this, but the visual itself is self-explanatory. Now, let me go ahead and turn up the volume here. Hopefully, I didn't turn it up too much. Let me play this, and if you guys aren't familiar with what this is, once you see this, you're going to be like, oh, that's too cool. So let me go play this. This is from Engadget.
Hey guys, it's Jim from Engadget. I've got Google Wallet running on a Nexus here, and I'm going to buy a soda. So this is Pick Me. I'll choose that one. Tap my phone. Somebody else's phone. Now it's saying information sent. The future of commerce. Here we go. Successful. So now we're swiping through the Google Wallet just to show how there could be multiple cards in here. This would be a Citibank MasterCard here. This is also the prepaid card that they talked about. And of course, in future, we could have multiple others. We also have our Eat Fresh gift card from Subway. You can see details about all that information here. So there you go. Google Wallets.
So anyway, thanks to folks from Engadget for this. But here's the beauty about this. You're going to have your credit card in there. You're going to walk up to a device, you're just going to hold it up, and boom, you're paid. No more swiping a credit card. They've had this in Japan for 10 years. And here we're finally going to get this in the United States. This is total bliss for me. And we'll see how long it takes all the vending machines and everything to get ramped up. This is cool. Now, if you think about this a little further, you can, and I can see where schools are going to start doing this. You charge the credit, you know, basically you could put a credit card in. It's one of those that is a prepaid one. You can charge your kid's credit card. And at school, they go through and just use their phone to buy lunch. There's all kinds of you just can't imagine the number of functions that this is going to be. Convenience stores, you know, I could see where we're going to have self-service convenience stores. You're going to walk into a convenience store, and there's going to be nothing but machines, and you're going to go to the wall, and you're going to punch in what you want, and you're going to put your phone up against it, and boom, 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 it's going to drop out, and out the store you walk. It could really, and you know, and a lot of you are like, well, you can already do that. But yeah, you got to get a quarter out, or, you know, you got to find a machine to give you change. That sucks. That really does. And I like the ability of being able to pre-charge a card. Doesn't have to be a Visa, but you can use a credit card if you want. Man, this is, cannot wait. Now, how many of you are excited about this? I'm jazzed. And if you're not jazzed, woo, why not? Tell me why you don't like this. So Google Wallet is going to change things. And, you know, I'm sorry. If Apple does not have this in the next iPhone, I'm going to be like flabbergasted. I just can't believe that they would be that far behind. But there's always an angle. I'm sure Apple wants, you know, a percentage or something. But we'll see. We'll see how this goes. This is going to be a really cool dynamic. Let's go ahead and move on to the next article here. And we'll talk a little bit more. Oh, I already got that covered. Let me go move on here. Hey, KL has been covering Miro for a while. And over at geeknewscentral.com, she has done a write-up on the latest version of Miro 4.0. You know, Miro is a open source music and video player. It has been around since 2005, and it was originally known as the Democracy Player. It is part of the Propitiatory Culture Foundation, which is a nonprofit foundation. You can download, use it to download and watch the video and audio podcasts. You can also add sites such as YouTube, Ustream, and watch them within Miro. This is available for the Mac, Windows, and Linux, and it's free. She did say there was a little challenge in upgrading. She did have some problems going from 3.5 to 4, but she thinks it was specifically due to the power of the computer. But anyway, thanks for this write-up and from KL, and you definitely check it out over at geeknewscentral.com. I'm sure all of you have been frustrated one time or another with a, you know, you make an appointment with your cable provider and they say, okay, we're going to be at your house between 1 and 3 and you better be there. If you're not, we're going to charge you for not being there on time, or we'll schedule you 3 weeks later. You know how that goes. Well, an individual wrote an open letter that he basically, this is pretty amazing what he did. He did a full page advertisement in the New York Press and Greenpoint Gazette this week. Now, this guy must have some bucks. Jeffrey Dahmer, D-A-H-M-E-R, sent this email. Said, to give you an idea of how much I dislike, and this was an open letter to Time Warner. He said, to give you an idea how much I dislike your company, I've come up with plagues I hope God smites your board of directors with. I know he'll only do this if you enslave the Jews, but considering you might have a monopoly in New York City, you sort of already have. So this is like, wow, comes out swinging from the top rope, right? Invokes God and everything. And the next thing he says is, number one, awkward. Every board member's cell phone ring loudly, announces their weight, and also the day they die. Number two, bathroom. The constant feeling that you have to go number two, but completely forgetting how. Number three, improv. Your firstborn will want to be a short-form improviser. Four, popcorn. Your secondborn will smell like hot buttered popcorn. It's not that bad at first, but eventually, I bet it will be maddening. Sincerely, Eugene. Now, this goes on. I mean, this is like, you get a full-page ad in the New Yorker and New York Press and the Greenpoint Gazette. He goes on to say, P.S., on May 4th, I called you and got an automated message saying my appointment was moved to May 10th, but spoke to two representatives who assured me it was still on May 4th. 20 minutes later, I got a call saying the technician called and couldn't reach me and my new appointment would be on May 12th. An hour later, I got a call apologizing and saying my appointment was moved to May 6th. Why does your company act like a controlling, abusive husband on an episode of Law and Order? So, you know, he puts us in these, you know, how much money did this guy spend and how much aggravation did he have? And first, I'm kind of surprised that the newspapers run it in the form that he run it in. But you have to be pretty upset, pretty upset to invoke God, hoping that the board members of Time Warner get the plague. And then all kinds of hopefuls. So, wow. I've been angry at these companies, but never enough to basically buy a full-page ad in a major newspaper in a major metropolitan area. So maybe someone in that area can tell me what the book rate is for the New York Press and Greenpoint Gazette. How much did it cost him to run those two ad spots? And I wonder if Time Warner actually took care of this guy or not. That's wild. It really is. But it's under the humor column at Gizmodo. I don't think some people may take this the wrong way, in all honesty. Well, let's move into the peer-to-peer front. Let's talk just a little bit about what's going on over in Europe. Police in two countries have coordinated to close down a 30,000 torrent private BitTorrent tracker. The operation, which spans Sweden and Germany, closed down xnt.nu, a site which had risen through the ashes of other sites shut down by authorities in 2009. Police arrested two suspected administrators and seized the site's servers. So excellent.nu is offline with their administrators arrested. So the battle continues. All right, let's talk just a little bit about the Mac malware problem. I've all warned you guys not to install software that has popped up from the loading of a web page, but I'm sorry to tell you, things have gotten much, much worse. Apparently, now that this new software, really just by visiting the page, is under a new name called MacGuard, and this thing is basically installing and updating itself. You still have to enter your administrative password. Even if you do this, you're going to get infected. But up to this point, MacGuard is not really asking you for a password at all. And they go in and say that the application is now installing a downloader directly to the application folder, which requires no password, and only clicking continue to begin the install as long as you're logged in as an administrator. So most Mac users use the default OS X account, and after that, because you're downloaded, you're logged in as administrator, the MacGuard software downloads new software and basically installs it, and your machine is hosed. So again, no passwords anymore, but if you click the continue button when it pops up, or you double click this thing after it's downloaded and you press the continue button, you're done. It's owned you if you're logged in as administrator. Now, the easy way to defeat this is to make sure that you're not running as an administrator, and be careful out there. You know, visit a web page, you shouldn't be getting prompted to install software. Hey, let's talk about an article over on Wired, and I have to laugh because the New York Stock Exchange wants to keep people from taking pictures of the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. So Wired has an article that says the pics the New York Stock Exchange doesn't want you to see. And there's no picture there. It's just a blank page. It was kind of the weirdest article I've seen in a while. You know, I'm thinking, oh, what's this picture they're going to show us? And I get to the page and it's blank. So I guess the New York Stock Exchange considers their floor, the way it's painted, to be a, if you take a picture of that's a and put it online, that's a copyright violation. Yeah. Over on Tech Dirt, the 18 senators approved breaking the internet to protect Hollywood. And here's the list. Patrick Leahy of Vermont, Herb Cole, Wisconsin, Jeff Sessions, Alabama, Dianne Feinstein, California, Orrin Hatch, Utah, Richard Blumenthal, Connecticut, Chuck Grassley, Iowa, Michael Lee, Utah, John Kyle, Arizona, Chuck Schumer, New York, Lindsey Graham, South Carolina, Dick Durbin, Illinois, John Corinne, Texas, Tom Coburn, Oklahoma, Sheldon Whitehouse, Rhode Island, Amy Klobuchar, Minnesota, Al Franken, Minnesota, and Chris Coons, Delaware. So what they've done here is, you know that the COICA Act was essentially stripped and held back by Senator Ron Wyden last year, but it was replaced by what we've been talking about called the Protect IP Act, which fixed supposedly some of the problems of the COICA, but introduced a lot of additional issues as well. But anyway, the 18 senators who approved breaking the internet to protect Hollywood and get this out of the judicial community committee did. And they unanimously voted to move forward with this. That means Republicans and Democrats alike voted for that. So they were trying to fast track this thing into the floor. And Senator Ron Wyden, again, Democrat of Oregon, has basically put what's called a hold on the bill. And I have no idea what they do when they put a hold on it. But the senator called last year's version of the Internet Blacklist bill a bunker buster cluster bomb with precision-guided munitions, which would be better suited for dealing with copyright and patent infringement on the Internet. He placed a hold on that bill, which it kept it coming from the floor, and he's done this again for the Protect IP Act. Now, I don't know how this is going to affect things and how many senators they need to move this from a hold, but there's someone looking out for us here on this, and we'll keep you advised on whether or not they're able to move it forward or not. But it looks like at this point, it's been at least by Senator Wyden put on hold. And I guess he has yet to filibuster for this. Doesn't say. Oh, usually holds are put in by secret. People don't announce who's putting a hold on it. And that's one of the Senate rules, is a senator can put a hold on a bill, and it's not, no one ever knows how that took place. But the Senate voted to end that practice of, so in other words, now you have, oh, until next Congress. Okay, here's what it is. So through the rest of this session, senators can still put bills on hold, and their names won't be announced, but next session, they won't be able to do that secretly anymore, which is good. But Protect IP Act has been put on hold. Texas politicians have backed off anti-TSA bill after being warned of potential flight losses over in Tech Dirt. You know, let's think about that for a second. The Texas legislatures wanted to basically make it illegal. Not make it illegal, but it was basically trying to stop over-aggressive TSA agents from groping people. And the TSA said they may have to stop all flights originating in Texas because TSA agents would not be able to do their jobs effectively if they weren't able to search passengers. So the Texas politicians have shelved the bill. I'm sure that they did not want flights out of Austin, Dallas-Fort Worth, out of Houston being shut down because of a single bill. But anyway, the TSA has laid the law down, or at least threatened, and Texas politicians have backed off. Disney has withdrawn their trademark app on SEAL Team 6, and as a retired Navy guy, I think that was a good move by Disney. U.S. Congress today has approved a four-year extension of the Patriot Act wiretap bill. So we're going to have four more years of the Patriot Act, and some small changes to the bill. And of course, there's you know, lots of things here that are definitely issues that a lot of us probably have concerns about. But of course, the U.S. Patriot Acts allow law enforcement to track suspected terrorists with roving wiretaps. And while we want the government to make sure that they capture and lock up or whatever needs to be done to get rid of terrorists within this country, I think we all understand the liberties at risk that have changed since the Patriot Act was passed after 9/11. And many of the provisions are already permanent law, and some of the surveillance powers have been opposed by some lawmakers and outside groups, including civil liberty activists. But you know, I don't know how far this thing has went, and I don't know how effective. I'm sure it's been very effective, but you know, the bill's roving wiretap section allows federal agents to obtain a single warrant to monitor telephone calls of suspects using a series of mobile phones, which makes sense, I guess, if they're trying to track someone and they're switching phones all the time. But I just hope this is never used against law-abiding citizens. You know, people use the adage, well, if you have nothing to hide, you don't have nothing to worry about. But I think it still goes back to really, you know, our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. And I think that while we, you know, we had to adapt because of what has happened and the threat that's out there, I hope someday that this war on terror can be over. And if it is, then maybe this thing can be throttled back a little bit. But I don't know if it ever will be. It'll probably always be with us and on board. But Senator Rand Paul, obviously a bill opponent, tried to delay the Senate vote, pressing for the bill to be amended. And the legislature basically said it was going too far in violating privacy acts to keep the U.S. secure, and made some statements about, do we want the government looking at our visa bill? I mean, they can look at my visa bill if they want. It's pretty boring, to be honest with you. But I don't think, you know, for an average citizen, they don't have time to look at your and I visa bills. They don't. They don't have time to do that. So they're going to look at bad guys' visa bills. So I'm all for it. But we'll see. But the president signed it today, so they got a 4-year extension of it. Hey, for those of you that know a little bit about electronics, big announcement today. Whoops, let me update this for you on your guys' screen over here. Article over on Fox News talking about antimatter breakthrough. And there's been a study done here, done by some British scientists, that they say that the electron is the roundest natural object in the universe. Researchers from Imperial College of London conducted a decade-long laser experiment on the subatomic particle and discovered it differs from a perfect sphere by less than, get this, 0.000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 that if an electron was magnified to the size of the solar system, it would still appear spherical within the width of a human hair. So why, you know, why go to like 25 zeros and a one? Why don't you just say it's perfect? How can it be any more perfect than that? How did they figure out that it was 25 zeros and a one from being that to me is statistically, that's perfect, folks. Now, the breakthrough of the shape of the structure of one of the fundamental building blocks of atoms could, they're saying, advance research on why more matter than antimatter exists in the universe. The electron was previously considered to have a distorted shape, causing the subatomic particle and its antimatter opposite, the positron, to behave in different ways. But they feel now that theory seems unlikely. So this is I love this quote. It's been a very difficult measurement to make. If you're tracking something with like 25 zeros, yeah, I would think so. And they have a picture here of their lab. And I guess this is their lab, part of a laser system used for measuring the shape of the electron. So it looks like a lot of money was spent. This is the true rocket science laboratory. It really, really is. But I'm looking for this to be debunked at some point. But these guys spent 10 years on this. So kind of cool. All right. New York Times. Evidence of water beneath moon's surface. They're saying there's more there than what they thought there was before. But yet some scientists say, nope, there's no way there is. So scientists are arguing now on how much water's on the moon. It's not like we're going to go up there and dig a swimming pool. But if you want to really think about why everyone is so worried about the amount of water in space, let's really consider here the ramifications. If they get water from the moon, you know, when they put an outpost on moon at some day, you know, water's the building blocks. You can do a lot of things if you, so long as you have water. You get oxygen, and you know, lots of stuff you can do. So, anyway, they're saying there's a lot of water underneath the subsurface of the moon. Time will tell. Hey, North Korea is saying that they're now manufacturing $80 laptops, and they are very powerful. Have you guys ever been to Toys R Us and seen some of those Fisher Price laptops? Well, these laptops that the North Koreans make are about a little less powerful than a Fisher Price toy laptop. And essentially what these are is these are similar to the Siemens $80 netbooks. And talk about this, isn't it? And you know, it comes in two types, one for education and one for enterprise. And the enterprise model basically has a 256 megahertz ARM processor. It's about the half the speed of the first Android phone. Has 128 megs of RAM. Has Red Star Linux and will boot from embedded memory. And there's just a, and the screen is about 7 inches, And this is going to be available to the people of North Korea. It's very modern and up-to-date computing power. Skype today had some problems. They had a global service crash. I don't know if you were all affected. It did not affect me today. I was able to use Skype just fine. Senator Franken has pressed Apple and Google again over App Store privacy. He basically says, unfortunately, neither of your companies require that apps on your store have a privacy policy. As a result, significant portions and potentially a majority of apps on your stores lack, isn't he saying that again, privacy policies? Senator Franken wrote, requiring that each app in your store has a clear, understandable privacy policy would not resolve most of the privacy concerns in the mobile market, but it would simplify the first step that would provide users, privacy advocates, and federal consumers protection authorities a minimum of information about what information an app will access and how that app will share that information with third parties. So good on him for holding Apple and Google to the fire on privacy within apps. AT&T is saying that, hey, this is a great deal for consumers. Consumers are going to really see significant improvements by the AT&T T-Mobile basically coming together. And a few senators have weighed in. Representative John Conyers, a Democrat of Michigan, the ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, wasn't quite as colorful in his language, but more than made up for his colorful suit. And saying, I'm convinced that this merger is bad for consumers, bad for business, and bad for innovation. He said, mergers always eliminate more jobs than they create. There's every likelihood that the proposed acquisition of T-Mobile by AT&T could lead to both higher prices and increased consumer choices. You don't think so? I think that's pretty obvious. I think all of us know that already up. You look what T-Mobile's already doing. They're already increasing their prices in lieu of this AT&T merger. Now, this shouldn't come as a surprise, but Steve Ballmer, CEO of Microsoft, is saying that piracy costs 95% of potential Chinese revenue. Steve, you need to go off to like Thailand and Vietnam and look at software being sold in those countries. And I can almost guarantee you that about 95% of your product that you would be making money on, you're not, because it's being pirated. So this is not something that is new in Asia. It is. And half the rest of the world as well. How many of you have heard about Empire Avenue? Chris Perillo did an interview with Chris Penn on Empire Avenue. It's basically a social media game, and I haven't checked it out. I'm almost afraid to, but Chris goes on and on about this for 10 minutes. You almost think he's a paid hack for this, but I have this link up in the show notes for you to check out if you want to check out Empire Avenue. And if any of you have ever done any mess with this, I'd love to hear from you. You see the new options on Twitter. You know that you guys can now see exactly what I see in my timeline. Did you know you could see exactly what Mike Arrington sees in his timeline? Really, what they've done here is they've rolled out a nifty feature. Anyone, when you click on the following link, you'll be able to see exactly who they see on Twitter. And this is kind of interesting and go really kind of look at there. It's kind of cool. You may find some new people to follow there. Hey, Flickr has said your photos and data on Flickr. Basically, Flickr's come out with some information saying we're backing your photos up. If your pro account expires, we're not going to delete anything. If you decide to delete your account, we hold your files for 90 days. If you decide you made a mistake and you own your photos. So I think this is a big announcement by Flickr, kind of re-emphasizing what their policy is on your photos. Hey, over on masternewmedia.org, Robin Good has an article about the Google Panda Guide Part 1, what it is, how it works, and I'll let you check this out yourself. But basically, Master New Media has been destroyed by all the changes Google made to their traffic and looking at different sites. And his business model's done. He's been almost put out of business. So I have this link up in the show notes for you. And it's, you know, Geek News Central's traffic is up. I mean, we're way up compared to 3 months ago, 4 months ago. Scoble's got a good article about California and sales tax and basically how the legislature there is really eyeing internet sales because they're in such a deep, deep hole. So we could see this battle rising to the top in California on sales tax. GigaOM has a great article on 8 reasons web workers should look forward to Windows 8. And one thing I see is roaming profiles and cloud working, portable workspaces, hybrid boot. I like that, where they say can boot up your Windows 8 machine in under 20 seconds. That'd be great. Windows Store, they're going to be following Apple's lead. Of course, Internet Explorer 10 is coming. A bundled PDF reader. There's an automated backup utility that works similar to Apple's Time Machine. That's cool. And full integration with Skype, of course, because of the new purchase there. Those of you up in Canada, the Canadian cable operator Shaw is introducing significantly higher caps for its broadband customers. In some cases, even offering unlimited plans. So that's good news for you Shaw customers. You reach out and find out what's going on. But starting in June, your 7.5 meg plans are going to come with 125 gig cap, up from 60. And meanwhile, its low 1 meg caps are going to have a 30 gig. And then your 25 meg plans are going to be up to 250 gig caps. So you're getting some more bandwidth up there. Our Canadian viewers and listeners, you will have no reason not to watch Geek News Central on your Roku. Hey, in Egypt, the Great Pyramid of Giza, they've run a robot into one of the secret chambers that they've been trying to get access to for years, and they found some mysterious markings in the Great Pyramid. Now, it's not, I stated, a Holiday Inn Express, but you look at one of these graphics and you're thinking, I think there's going to be a lot of speculation on what one of these new hieroglyphics look like. It doesn't look like a human. That's all I can say. So those of you that are conspiracy theorists, boy, oh boy, going to get cranked up on this one. That's all I can say. Big head, two legs. That's it. Not how they normally drew people. So I'll have a link in the show notes here for you. Check that out. Picture's a little weird, but you'll be able to figure it out. Hey, there's a great video, 37 minute long. You got to watch this. It's in HD. You can watch Spatial Endeavor's 2 solid rocket booster falling back to Earth. And this is some of the clearest graphics I've ever seen from a solid rocket booster launch to basically splash down back in the Atlantic Ocean. So I have this linked up in the show notes for you. Hey, Rob, if you're listening, your Nissan Leaf, if you need a charge, even though you're not supposed to tow it, some Dutch folks have figured out how you can tow your Nissan Leaf and get a charge after about 10 minutes of towing. So the Nissan Leaf will be able to be recharged on the roll. I'm sure that will probably void your warranty. It's being rumored that the iPad 3 is going to have an AMOLED display, and if they do, that will just totally rock the house. It really will. It'll be an amazing. If you've been over to Best Buy, they've got this Best Buy upgrade checker. You can check if your Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, or T-Mobile phone is ready to be updated. You can get a free update. Well, if you click the Sprint link and put your mobile number in, you're the master account, and you hit continue, it's going to show you all of your sub-accounts as well, which may be an issue for those of you that are trying to want some privacy. If someone knows your primary number, they're going to be able to look at all your secondary numbers as well, which is a bug, and people are complaining about it. So hopefully Best Buy gets that locked down. If you're over in Europe, Vodafone is going to be going to a variety of events, concerts, and events. If you need a charge, the Vodafone truck and trailer can recharge 2,000 devices at once. So they've just basically did its first public outing at the Isle of Wight Festival, where actually they're going to be doing the first rollout at the Isle of Wight Festival, which is going to be featuring a Lady Gaga concert. So I'll have the link up in the show notes for that for those of you up in the UK that may be going to that. NASA has committed to the Orion-based multipurpose crew vehicle for space exploration. So basically it's almost the same capsule but a new name. And Lockheed Martin has gotten the contract on that. Surprise, surprise. So that's going to be the next crew vehicle. It's going to be on heavy launch vehicles. For those of you that are Android users, Netflix has done another update and expand device support, so you'll be able to get Netflix on more devices right now, so keep that advised. Last couple of articles here. The up in space, you don't want to have an itchy eye when you're on a spacewalk, and the poor guy, one of the astronauts, got a very, very itchy eye, and you know how that, or you know, you're like your nose itching or something like that. That is not the place on a spacewalk to get an itchy eye, or it would, you know, almost drive you insane. It really would. And Universe Today has some great pictures of the STS-134 mission, and I love the one that just shows the space shuttle punching through the clouds on its initial launch. But I have a link up in the show notes for you on all this. Let's see what I've got here in the email pile for you tonight before we bust out of here. Let me see here. What do we have for a date? Yes. Trucker Tom is saying, hey, Todd, Egyptian pyramids found by infrared satellite images. More than 1,000 tombs, 3,000 ancient settlements were also revealed, and 17 lost pyramids are among buildings identified in a new satellite survey of Egypt. So I have that link up in the show notes for you to check out. Got an email from Ms. Smallbiz. She says, as you said, Apple may not be tracking you, and Steve Jobs said exactly that. We are not tracking you. He says, and she goes on to say, your phone is not Apple. Your phone is the party that is tracking you, and you can be sure police were aware of the ability to pull this log and play back your travels. I'd have a tendency to probably agree there, Ms. Smallbiz. Got an email here from Lamar, and I think we had this on the last show. He says, Todd, I'm a Mac user, switched 6 years ago. When I was a Windows user, I don't recall HP, Dell, yeah, or Microsoft ever extending assistance. He says, or removing malware. Not sure if you have either. Either way, I've never suspected any of them to cover me for being irresponsible, so I don't expect Apple either. Yeah, just two emails this time. So that was a repeat of the last show. Hey, if you guys got comments on the show, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. Voicemail hotline is 619-342-7365, 619-342-7365. Everyone, thanks for hanging with me here. It's been fun. And, we'll catch you on Saturday for the Saturday Morning Tech Show. I hope you'll come out and join me. It's going to be a blast. It really is. And we'll have a good show for you. So join me at 9 a.m. Pacific time, 12 noon Eastern. Everyone have a safe Memorial Day out there. Have some fun cooking some burgers and hot dogs. But please remember what Memorial Day is all about. And, you know, if you see a service member, pat them on the back. And if you've got a vet in the family, please do that. Say thank you for your service as well. And don't forget about the men who line Arlington Cemetery and all the other national ceremonies and all of the cemeteries which have American flags flying on them this weekend. So everyone take care. Everyone have a great weekend. We'll see you back here for a regular show Monday night. We will actually be doing a show Monday night. So if you've got time to hang out, I'll maybe try to do it a little early. And if so, I'll be up on Twitter. Follow me at Geek News, folks, okay? At Geek News. Again, if you have comments, 619-342-7365. Or you can call email me at geeknews@gmail.com. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time. Aloha.